The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
So it's easy to take for granted living in Ireland, but my next guest has found that moving to another country, you know, it's the whole faraway hills are green thing. Mary McCarthy is a columnist from The Indo. She joins us now from Belgium. So the view from Belgium, Mary, what is it that being abroad has given you as an insight into your homeland that you didn't have before?
So when I lived in Dublin, I did complain a lot. Like a lot of Irish people, there's a lot to bellyache about, right? But then I moved to Brussels in August. And while there's great things here in Belgium, really important things that they get right, like transport, good, cheap healthcare, childcare, there is a missing ingredient that you get in living in Ireland that you don't get here, right? And I think it kind of boils down to, it's a real cliche, okay? But in Ireland, there is that kind of genuine urge to connect with people, and not just people that you know, but strangers. So, for instance, I'll give you some hard examples. I go running in the park here every morning, and I used to do that in Dublin as well. And there's a real comradeship with runners. You always nod and you say hello, right? Here, I feel like I'm a weirdo. Like at the start, I was like grinning and smiling at everyone. And I noticed that people just weren't grinning back at me. So I think it's something that we underestimate how good that makes us feel. You know, I come out of the park and I literally, nobody would have smiled at me. And it sounds like a small thing, but actually when you do that every day, you realize there's a value to those interactions, or even with service. I mean, the service in Dublin is actually really, really good. So for instance, here, you might go into a restaurant, you've got a table booked, the table's not ready, you're just left. This happened to me the other day. They leave you standing there. Whereas in Ireland, there'd be none of that. They'd be like, we're so sorry, your table's not ready and you can sit here and go into the bar or whatever. But there is definitely something in Ireland that this urge to kind of be hospitable and be friendly that you don't get.
Is that a scale thing, Mary? Because I know anytime that I've the few brief times that I've been in New York, you get the sense of this person is being entirely polite to me, but they know they are going to see another 750,000 of me in the next 3 weeks. And therefore, there's no point trying to treat me like a human being. It's just process to them. Is that what it is?
I don't think that fully explains it. Because like, let's say if you go down to West Cork and you know you're walking along the road and every car will give you a wave. So you don't get that in small villages, let's say in Greece and elsewhere I've been, you don't get that. But also in Dublin, like Dublin city centre, like you'd be seeing a lot of people. You'd be seeing, like, they're very busy, but they're still friendlier, I think, than they are in other cities. So I don't think it can only, I think the scale probably does explain a bit of it, but it doesn't explain all of it. I just think Irish people go out of their way. It's a real cliche, but I think they go out of their way to be nice to strangers. Like on the bus, for instance, everyone says thank you. Even if you're getting off at the middle door, you kind of holler back, thank you, when you get off.
Even if you're getting off at the middle door. Is that, now that's one of the ones that I've always wondered about. Surely other nations thank their bus drivers.
They don't. They don't thank them in Brussels. They just get off the bus and they walk away and that's it. Every time I make a point of like, either racing to the top of the bus if I'm going the other direction and giving the driver a little wave, and they, you know, their face lights up, they love it. I make the kids do it as well. It feels like so wrong just to step off the bus and walk off into your day and not say thank you. But they don't do it.
Very, you know, strange. How do you live like this, Mary? So what else then? So there's the general, greeting seems to be a big thing. There is the greeting in public parks. There is the little finger raised up above the steering wheel while passing in small villages. And there is the greeting of the bus driver. What else is it that we do that you notice doesn't happen elsewhere or that you miss from here?
Okay, so I really miss public libraries. I mean, they have public libraries in other countries. I've lived in a few countries, right? And I have never found a system as either welcoming or well-funded as the Irish system. And it's run in such a kind, forgiving way now, Anton. Like if you, not to say that listeners should treat it like a bookshop and like basically kind of don't bring the books back. But if, let's say you lose your book or you don't bring it back for a few months, or there's a very forgiving vibe to the libraries now in Ireland that it's all kind of washed away. They just want you in there. They want you reading. And I think that's it's a lovely asset to have. Another thing I've noticed living in different countries is the volunteering with the sports. Parents in Ireland, like they're saints. They give up their weekends a lot of them give up their weekends to either volunteer or else to come out and watch the matches. Whereas here now I've got a couple of lads playing football. Sometimes you'd be the only parent standing at the side of the pitch, you know, I just can't. I think that's something as well. I know the GAA, there was a report there a couple of weeks ago putting that the GAA, the value of about 3 billion. I think it's actually, you can't put a value on it. It's
now,
just,
hang on for a second, Mary. Just so I understand this, you're saying that in Belgium, parents send their children off to play sports on their own and then return home to the house?
They do. A lot of them do. They get, because there's a really good public transport. So a lot of them will just jump on the bus and go off to the match themselves. And the parents don't bring them. Whereas,
so the parent gets to spend the time at home in the warmth reading a book while the child plays football. And you are saying this is less good than the Irish system where the parent spends 2.5 hours freezing their proverbial off in a field.
Do you know what? There's a great kind of warmth that comes with that freezing your arse off in the field, because you talk to other parents, there's a community feel, the kids feel supported. And those parents volunteering their time to coach kids, I mean, honestly, they are, like, they really are saint-like. And it's just not done.
You had me with the bus driver and the libraries. This one, I don't know.
Another one I've noticed, tea pushers, okay? And just hot, this is again going back to the hospitality and the service. So if you go into someone's house, right, and they say, do you want a cup of tea in Ireland? And you say, I know, you're okay, Grant. It's like there's no taking no. They say, I know, I'll put the kettle on. No, stay, like, have a cup of tea, have a coffee. And if you are one of those people who don't drink those tea and coffee, which is very strange, but there are people out there who don't, you get a glass of water. You can't just leave without nothing. But like, I've dropped kids off to play dates and the parents have been like, so would you like to have a cup of coffee before you leave? And I've been like, it's grand. And they're like, okay, grand. Okay, we'll see you later. And I'm like standing on the doorstep going, what? Like, I thought I'd be invited in. Like, you know, that's just what I assume, because that's what we do in Ireland. And I think that is something really nice. And yes, look, not to sugarcoat it, there's a rip off Ireland mentality. I mean, my siblings were complaining on the WhatsApp yesterday about 25 quid for being charged to go in to look at some lights in Morley Park. So there's a lot of stuff in Ireland that we could improve. But I do think there is a really nice thing about living in Ireland that you don't get abroad. And that is just this willingness to be kind to people in everyday life.
But you see, maybe I'm cynical on this, Mary, but is there any possibility that the reason for this is an element of the kind of the valley of the squinting windows, that we all know deep down that somebody might see you get off the bus without thanking the driver and go, I saw your woman. Do you know what she did? Or that you go around to the house and you don't offer somebody the cup of tea 965 times. They say, well, I was around there and she didn't even have the good grace. Is it a sense that basically we are all one giant elf on the shelf monitoring each other?
Yes, and I definitely think there's something to do with that, but that doesn't matter. It's the product is, the end result is that it's a nice place to live. You don't feel like, I think, like, because now I'm in Brussels and we do have people around that we know, but I think in Ireland it is harder to be lonely. And even the WhatsApps, like my neighborhood WhatsApp, there was hundreds on it. And that's kind of the norm when I talk to people, that they might be living in an estate and there's a WhatsApp for the whole estate. And when you move in, you're put on the WhatsApp. And that's such a kind of community. It's such an easy way into the community. That does not happen, as far as I can see anyway. It does not happen. I know a couple of neighbors around me and there is a WhatsApp with like 5 people on it. But the thought of having hundreds on a WhatsApp, it's just something that doesn't happen. And I think there is,
again,
there's a lot of bad.
This may be like,
well,
this may be like standing on the side of a pitch in the freezing cold weather. You know, you don't have to do that and you don't have to be in a neighborhood WhatsApp. You're starting to sell Belgium to me as a concept here, Mary.
You know what? I would, all the stuff I complained about, I'm kind of seeing now, actually, that wasn't that bad, actually, you know.
So tell us then, what of Christmas? How well do the Belgians do Christmas by comparison to us?
They do have lights up and they've got decorations up. And I do notice, like, it's not as fully blown here. So, like, we have lights up. We actually have I try and be like, you know, like very environmentally friendly, but we have a blow up Santa that's lit up in the garden. And I have not seen anything like that in the neighborhood. I think we are the only ones with that kind of, like, so you don't get the decoration. It's a bit more laid back. It doesn't seem to be as crazy. And that again, it's nice in Ireland. You go in and the pubs are all decorated. And it's not just a booze thing. It's like a everyone coming together and socializing. And yeah, so it is done nicer. There's some Christmas markets and they're nice. But it's not as fully blown. You can see it. There's not as many people don't put lights up. But the same at Halloween. We went out to do trick-or-treating, and I think we went into 10 houses because very few houses, and like very, very few houses were decorated. So yeah, it goes back again. I think, yeah, there probably is that elf on the shelf, squinting windows, that thing. But whatever the reason, it is there. There is a friendliness in Ireland that you don't necessarily get everywhere. And I think we should probably value that a bit more, you know.
As we come up to Christmas, one final crucial thing. What do they call sprouts there?
Do you know what? I don't know.
How can you not have asked that? That'd be the first thing I'd ask when I arrive in Belgium.
Another thing, bringing me on to the sprouts, the supermarket is like way more expensive here than it is in Dublin. And that was one of my bugbears. I'd give out about that all the time. Here, it is a lot more expensive. For instance, a carton of milk, £2.20 a carton of milk. So the Brussels sprouts are not expensive here. That is one thing that's not expensive.
Well, you'd expect that, given that you're in the world's epicenter of the sprout.
Yeah. I have to find that out now. I should have found that out before I chatted to you.
Text us.
So I'll find that out now. I'll text you.
Mary, thank you very much. That is Mary McCarthy, columnist with the Irish Independent.
Nice to chat to you, Anton.
Coming up, the woman behind Sex and the City, Candace Bushnell.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.